You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Welcome back to the Best Practices Show. My name is Kirk Barrett, and I'm your host, and I'm so pumped you're here listening and just joining the Best Practices ACT Dental community and finding yourself here to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. Today, you're going to love this because as a dentist, which is the greatest profession ever, you're always wondering, how can I do a little bit better? How can I make this a little bit easier? And it's amazing the innovations we see now that just make the lives and practices of dentists and team members better all the time. And today you're going to get some huge insight on how all that works. Now, if you're finding yourself here for the first time, I always like to welcome the new people. We started this podcast and we're now well into 300 episodes. I don't even know how this works, but you guys don't watch the videos. You're consuming the audios. We've just eclipsed the 130,000 audio download. I'm just grateful, and I'm guessing a lot of people are listening on their phones. And so we also watch the metrics. A lot of young dentists are now listening to the podcast. So if you're here for the first time, I just want to do this. Welcome. You're here in a great community of people with no egos. We're just happy you're here, and you're going to see every single week, I'm going to bring on a brand new expert like Curtis, and we're going to give you some information, maybe help your thinking a little bit and help you create a better practice and a better life. So I want you to do me a favor. If you're listening on Spotify or Stitcher, go down to that little button. You see it says subscribe. Just hit that subscribe button because I want you to show up with us every single week because you'll see every single week I'm going to bring you a brand new expert that'll bring great new tips, and I don't want you to miss out. Also, during the COVID conference, over 38,000 of you joined, and it was really fun. And we also created what was called a private Facebook group. So if you haven't joined the private Facebook group, it's called Best Practices Powered by ACT Dental, where over 13,000 of you are there. And it's just great because you could show up. It's a community of people just helping other people. So join us over there. And then lastly, we are a practice coaching company. That's what we do. We coach dental offices. So if you're a practice owner and you're thinking, gosh, there's got to be a better way. I'm struggling with my time. I'm struggling with the culture. I've got to find a way to create a little bit more profit. Maybe PPOs are killing me. Join us over at actdental.com where we've got a team of coaches that are always willing to listen and help you and even sort your thinking. So find us over there. We're able to help you in any way because I want you to remember this. Dentistry is the greatest profession ever, but you have to enjoy it the way you want to do it. And that's when it becomes really fun and the journey just gets better. Now, I want to introduce my guest because Curtis, you've been a dear friend of ours for a long time. And for many, many years, I got to know you guys because you're part of a special community, a special company called Dental Intel, which has changed the game for us. And we're going to talk about that in a second. You were also one of those instrumental people, and you've done this many times in my life, where you call me in like the worst moments, like a pandemic. And you're like, I think we should do something for the dental community. And I'm like, what do we do? And we spent hours and hours and hours trying to figure out how we would help our friends. And you helped kick off one of the greatest things we've ever been a part of, which was the COVID-19 dental Relief Conference. So I'm extra grateful for you. But if people are listening for the first time and they've never met you or they don't know who Dental Intel is, I always like to start there. Who's Curtis Marshall and what is Dental Intel?
Well, if number one, if you're having a bad day, just listen to one of these podcasts. Hearing Kirk, I always enjoy being with you, always lighten my day, make sure that I got on a good note. And if your team, I would definitely, Kirk, I know each one of your team members. If I ever owned a practice, I would have you guys be coaching me. You know exactly what you're doing. Myself, name's Curtis Marshall. I live in Utah, so a little bit on the West Coast. And we live in what's called Silicon Slopes. It's kind of a newer, they're trying to compare it to the Silicon Valley. And it's a bunch of tech companies. And that's what our what I'm doing is we're providing an amazing technology for the dental community so that they can really produce more, like we're talking about today, but more importantly, provide better care for their patients. And that's who I am. Love always working with you, Kirk, and excited to be talking about this great opportunity within dental practices to really produce more without doing what most people tell us, which is get more new patients, open more hours, put more chairs in. That's typically the answer for producing more is, well, you need to work harder.
Right.
And that's not necessarily the truth.
Yeah, it's so true. And we're going to open that up today. And from my perspective, you know, I'll never forget that day in which Weston and Rob came out and their words were like, okay, I know you guys are tracking this all on spreadsheets, but we're going to spend two full days with you guys. And after we're done, you're going to throw all those spreadsheets away. And I remember looking at Weston going, dude, I will be the judge of that. I've spent my life building these tracking sheets because I know how important data was to the development and coaching a dental practice. And then as we've gotten to know you guys, those sheets are now gone. And even when we're engaging somebody in the coaching process, we do what's called the snapshot, which we'll talk about in a little bit, where a lot of dentists can just sample it and it plugs right into their computer system, whether it be EagleSoft, Dentrix, or Open Dental. And in a matter of 5 minutes, I mean, it's no joke. There's billions of data points that you guys have. You guys have over 10,000 installs. And when we're talking to a young dentist or even established dentist, I can see in a heartbeat what's going on. I always joke. It's like pulling up your lipids. I can see things you can't see. You can tell me that you're running and that you're eating better and you're sleeping better, but the data never lies. The data shows me everything. I can see what's happening in the hygiene column. I can see what's happening back there in the ops. It's so powerful. And so what we're going to be talking about today is not anecdotal. I always want you to start with the why too. So Curtis, why is data so important to any dental practice owner now?
Well, I'm not going to say, first off, Kirk, why is data important in your life, right? But really, and that's the same answer as what we're saying for dental practices. The reason why data itself is more important now, more than ever, is because it's giving us the true actual status quo. This is what's happening, whether you like it or not. If you're at 90% case acceptance, you should know that you're at that 90%. If you're at 10% patient reappointing, you even though you don't like it, or it's because of COVID or whatever the reason might be, you should absolutely know where you are. Because if you don't know where you are today, you cannot move forward in the right direction you want to go. Status quo, if you don't know what that word is, please Google it. Status quo, if you don't know where you are today, then you cannot move forward in a timely fashion. That's why data is so important for every dental office in 2021 and the future.
Yeah. I don't know who said this, but I heard it many times is like all change processes start with one thing, telling the truth first. You look at a great change process like AA or anything, or even a weight loss program, we have to start with where we are today and it's accurate about the condition of what we're trying to change. And so today we're going to be talking about how you can improve your production by 30%. Now I'll couple this or temper this because I love this profession so much. I've been doing this for 25 years as a coach. And I go to a lot of seminars, a lot of learning, and people are talking about expanding capacity, building another facility, adding hours, like competition from DSOs. And what happens typically is a solo GP can often be swayed by great information, which is not wrong, and go, this applies to my situation. I need to start working on Friday nights and then full days on Saturdays. And what they do is they introduce things that aren't congruent with their core values. What I'm here to say is this: you don't have to add hours. You don't have to just blow up your fees. You can think better. You don't have to work harder. You can think better. And today we're going to be talking about the one discipline that you guys have noticed that almost guarantees, you know, I can say you will, you, I can guarantee you will produce more, but you guys have data that shows it's up to 30% more. What's the secret to producing 30% more? And then we're going to talk about the details of it. What is it, Curtis?
Absolutely. So, Kirk, you're spot on with anything. Even if that's me going on a vacation, I need to first know, let the airlines know where I'm starting, right? If I'm trying to lose weight, I first need to know how much I weigh, if that's what I'm trying to do. By simply doing what other people are doing in their practices, yeah, it will help you, but it won't take you to the exact spot that you want to be at. And so the magic, the place where it all starts is a little thing that you may have done in your office before, or maybe you're doing it now. But it's being effective at this aspect. And that is something that's done in the mornings. It's something that's done with data. It's something that's done with your teams as a whole. Those are some of the clues, Kirk, okay, on what this secret is. So with those clues, what would you guess is the secret on really increasing production, even 30% more production with your existing patients?
That would be, Curtis, I already know where you're going. I'm going to play the devil's head. You're going to be talking about the morning huddle. Everyone's always talked about a morning huddle. Now, I'm going to go there because we're going to have some fun with this. We had limited data compared to what you guys did. And our data showed many years ago that it was a 17% difference between teams, you know, by implementing a morning huddle that's done really well. You could improve your production by 17%, but you guys have found data that's different than that. Can you explain the findings of what you guys were able to gather?
Yeah, so in the past, what our dental offices were able to do is pull reports, right, and also look at the schedule. By pulling those reports and looking at the schedule, they could really, and that was about 17, 20%, right? For offices that were doing it effectively. The question and what we're going to go over today is how to do it effectively. Right. But now that we have the data, what Dental Intel does, we clean it up. We say, all right, with all of the information that happened in the past, that's happening today, and that's happening in the future inside your Dentrix, EagleSoft, Open Dental, all out of all that information, we clean it up and say, this is what to do and what to talk about and what to be focusing on in your morning huddle. Yeah. When you have that data, it increases 50% higher than before. So where we're at 17, 20%, we're now seeing 30% more production because of the truly understanding the status quo of what's really going on so that I can really focus on moving forward.
Yeah.
One thing that's really key in this same aspect is the more information we get, the easier it is to be more productive.
Right.
For example, when I was in high school, for weight training, the main thing that they did was said, here, go do bench and go do squat, right? You need to get really good at your bench and you get really good at your squat. Those are the things, that's how they trained you on how to become better, faster, stronger.
Right.
Well, now what they're focusing on is plyometrics. They're focusing on core. They're focusing on the true things because now they've tested and truly found out that it's not necessarily, even though, you know, you want the big guns for the girls, it's not necessarily that this right here isn't where it's at. It's more in the core. Right. And that's why all athletes are focusing more on stretching and more on core because they now have the data. Mm-hmm. Same thing within dental offices, right? Yes, the information we had in the past is good, but now that we're actually able to clean it up and know more information about what's truly going on, the results are much higher. And we're seeing on average 30% more production when people are doing that. You guessed it right, Kirk, the morning huddle.
Yeah. So let's talk about the natural inherent challenges, because you and I have these conversations with dentists all
the time.
Dentists are like, you know what? I've done it, but it turns into a complaint session, or it's not very good, or I can't get everybody here. Well, here's the first thing. Number one, if you devalue it as a dentist, everyone else will exponentially devalue it. So, and typically it's never the team members that are late for a huddle. It's who's late for it. It's the dentist. So I think number one, you've got to make it important. Now, let me just go there. Let's say you're doing interdisciplinary dentistry with your periodontist and you're both working on a patient. Could you imagine not having a huddle with your specialist before starting treatment? You're like, no, I'm just going to get it started. She looks good. I'll get her prep. You send her over. Like, that would be insane. And let's talk about the origin of the huddle word. I mean, I coach youth football. Now, I'm not the greatest coach, but you guys know how crazy difficult that is to get 11 boys that are sixth grade or seventh grade to do the same thing. Like, you're talking about impossible. In most cases, it's impossible even when you tell them what to do. So could you imagine like just sending kids out there going, yeah, just do the thing, you'll be good. The important piece is this, is that if you're serious about your team, you're serious about the quality, and you're serious about predictability, everything starts and ends in a huddle. The best way to fill the schedule is in the schedule, in the huddle. So today we're going to be talking about what the elements are of a great huddle and why it lends itself to higher production. So in Dental Intel, you know, one of the great features you guys have is the morning huddle. And so, Curtis, let's start with the basics. What's important to know about a really well-run huddle?
Well, the important information to know is, first, like you said, got to make sure everybody's on board.
Right.
The team members got to be on board. Second is having good, accurate information. Lastly, actionable items. What to really focus on. So those are the keys that we're going to go over, those three. But before we do that, Kirk, let's once again really remind everybody what's happened in the past. We go to an event. We hear Kirk speak, which he's a fantastic. If you haven't got a chance to hear Kirk in person, next time you see that he's going to be speaking, no matter where it's at, you got to jump on a plane and go listen. He is fantastic in person. If you listen to Kirk in person and you find out, I need a morning huddle, and then you go into your office and you do a morning huddle, what happens? Okay, let's go through that real quick. So first off, what happens is you pull the reports from yesterday, you pull production, you pull collections, right? And then you look at the schedule. So you're pulling these reports and yourself, the doctor, or your team is looking at the reports and saying, well, we didn't hit goal yesterday. We were at X percent, X dollars produced and X dollars collected. We need to do better, right?
Right.
First off, what's going to happen? As soon as you say that, everyone's going to be like, well, I worked super hard yesterday. I went home. I had to work later than necessary. I didn't even really get a lunch. You're now telling me the first thing in the morning that I stink, that I didn't hit goal. So that starts stuff off the wrong foot.
Right.
And then you talk about the schedule. So when you jump into an office or in your morning huddle, you pull up the schedule and you have everybody listed who's coming in today. And what we think, because we're saying we need a morning huddle, we need to go over every single person and really say, oh, hey, this is what's happening with this person. They have diabetes, so we got to make sure to get blood pressure. Next person's coming in, they owe us some dollars, but you know what? He's always late on paying. Kind of see if you can get dollars, but don't worry about it if you can't. Next person, oh, mom's coming in. Let's try not to have too long of conversations with her, and so forth on down, right? Kirk, when you're in a huddle with those boys and they're talking about the team, you're talking about the other team, do you go over each person and say, all right, number 12, he's on the corner. You got to watch out for him because he's going to be on tight like glue. Number 17, he's going to be rushing in. And when he rushes in, you got to do that in every huddle?
For a few of my players. But no. Back to your point. The answer is no, you don't do that.
You don't talk about every other defense player and say, hey, every player that's coming in, I'm going to discuss this in huddle. That's where practice is all about. That's a different skill, right? The huddle needs to be short, concise, with actionable items. When I'm huddling up, okay, Z42, we're going, and by the way, John, watch out. Your guy's been up on tight on you. I really want you to give him a quick juke and get him. Z22, we're going to get this done, team. We're going to make sure we get into the end zone or first down right away. Let's go. Hands in, break.
Yeah.
It's quick. It's actionable. This is what we're going to do.
Totally.
It's not explaining the whole bit.
Totally agree. And we can have fun with this, you know, but and Curtis, as you were going through, like, okay, we're going to go through the huddle for patient A. Now, I'm going to pretend like I'm a hygienist and I've been working with you for 10 years. So as you're talking, you're like, okay, here he goes. And then like 3 minutes into your talk, I hear, so I'm tuning you out because it's been like this for 10 years. It's the same thing over and over and over again. Now you're dealing with that natural inherent challenge because it's not applicable. It doesn't help us. It's not actionable. And today we're going to be talking about how you just change that so people don't hear Charlie Brown's teacher and they can actually do something with the huddle. So, you know, take us from top to bottom. What's a good huddle look like? What are you looking at? What are some of the metrics? If somebody's watching this, whether they have dental, I always want them to have dental intel, but if they don't, you know, or if they do, where do we start?
Yeah, it's not as simple. Dental intel, we put it onto a simple screen for you to say, hey, this is what happened yesterday, today, and tomorrow with actionable items, but you can absolutely be getting this type of information manually.
Yeah.
So what's been done in the past is all we are saying is, hey, we need a morning huddle. We need to talk about our patients. So the main goal, if I'm having a huddle, the main goal is to do what? That's probably the biggest thing to realize when looking at the data.
Yeah.
Or the information, the reports, whatever it is, the discussion, what's the outcome that we're wanting? Is it just to check off morning huddle? If it's just to check off morning huddle, you will fail every time, Kurt.
Right.
And you won't succeed.
Yeah. Our coach is talking about this here at ACT Dental. You know, just to give you some things to think about, the morning huddle is for patient care. A team meeting is for the business care. You know what I mean? So if you really want to get your head straight about what the morning, it's about patient care. It's about doing it right. And then we're going to have another meeting, which is all of us landing the airplane, working on this business together. So hopefully that helps you. And I got that. I didn't come up with that. Our coaches came up with that. Is just to get your thinking right on how these processes work. So, and typically, Curtis, how long do you see some of your best huddles? They're not like 30 minutes or 25 minutes long. How long are they?
If they're 15 minutes, it's almost too long.
Really?
It should be 10-ish minutes. It should be quick.
Okay.
And like you said, it is about patient care, but it doesn't need to be about the stuff about like, this patient needs to get their blood pressure taken care of. And you got to make sure the provider who's over that patient should be taking care of it.
Right.
So when we're talking about patient care now, right, what is it as a team in a huddle that we can be talking about with patient care? You're spot on. Your team is right in line. The morning huddle is not to say, hey, we need to do better as a company. That is a meeting. That is not that's your weekly, monthly meeting with your office managers. That is not what morning huddle's for. It's to say, how can I better care of my patients?
Yeah.
And there's really only one of two ways. I'm going to break it down. Get your pen and paper out. There's only one of two ways that we can take better care of our patients when talking about the morning huddle. Number one, making sure that they have a future appointment.
Right.
Simple, right? Number two, making sure that they accept the treatment that we're presenting them.
Right. Now, wait, back up, go back to that. Because everyone would think, all of our patients have future appointments. Come on, Curtis, I got 2,200 patients. They're all booked for their next hygiene appointment, but you know, that's not true. So can you share your screen? Like, I would love...
1 second. Let me just change to another practice here. Absolutely. Let me share with you my screen here. Grow.
Tell me when you're ready. I'll pull it up here.
Okay. So like we were mentioning, Kirk, is that it's knowing what's going on with the patients to take better care of them.
Right.
So if I'm now focusing on making sure they have a future appointment, or that they're accepting treatment. If I'm talking about yesterday, okay, in morning huddle, I'm talking about yesterday, and we show that we're supposed to do $10,000, but we only did $8,000. What can I do today to get $10,000 yesterday instead of eight?
There's a lot. Well, I mean, today there's nothing to do, but you can see
today there's nothing. No, Kirk, period. There's nothing we can do. When I look at yesterday,
for sure,
I cannot get more production.
Yeah.
So what can I do? I can make sure that those patients from yesterday, if they don't have a future appointment, that they have a future appointment.
Right.
If they didn't accept treatment, they are going to accept treatment. So my action in looking at yesterday is really making sure that those patients that didn't schedule yesterday have a future appointment, or patients that didn't complete treatment accept treatment.
Right.
That's it.
Right. And one of the things that you and I have, and you guys really helped us and the practices we coach understand this, is that being a coach for more than 20 years, a lot of times these huddles were driven by lagging indicators. And then you guys helped us clarify the difference between leading and lagging indicators. Lagging, you can only do, it's what happened in the past. But what we're doing now more than ever in the last 5 years with dental practices is we're all working on actionable items that influence leading indicators. And that's what you're talking about today with the morning huddle, right?
Yes. So let's just look at something real quick. If you want to show my screen.
Absolutely.
This is the first thing that you should be talking about in your morning huddle. What we're doing is automatically we're popping it up saying, hey, yesterday, good morning. Yesterday, you saw 17 patients. Out of those 17 patients, there were 3 new people, totaling 5,600 in production. In this office, they were actually above goal. Great. If you weren't above goal, hey, team, we'll talk about that later. But really, what's most important is that next line. Will you read that for me, Kirk?
Hold on 1 second, because I don't have my glasses on here. So
that's all right.
All right. So three patients were not rescheduled for a future appointment on there. Is that what I'm reading?
Correct.
Yes, 17 patients with 3 new faces totaling 5,646 in production, which was $141 above our goal. 3 patients were not rescheduled for a future appointment. Tell us
correct.
About
it. So this right here, if you do nothing else in your morning huddle but this, you will increase substantially in more production.
Right.
This right here is showing us that we have 3 patients. So here are the 3 patients. I blurred out their names. But look at the 3 different, this patient who has initials KC was the new patient.
Right.
So out of our 3 new faces that we saw, one of those new patients didn't reschedule.
Right.
Timeout, stop, hold up. I just spent more than $100 per new patient. I mean, that's a good price if you're spending that much per new patient, right?
Right.
And one of those, or 30%, 33% of those patients that came in yesterday, 33% of those patients did not reschedule. That is a lot.
It's huge.
And we see this often. New patients are not rescheduling and we're not discussing it. So today, right now, if I were to discuss, hey, why it's okay that the KC left without an appointment. My question is why, so that tomorrow we don't, or today we don't repeat what we did yesterday. And then the follow-up is, all right, I want Sam, I want you to call KC today, or the action item is for you to reach out to KC and make sure she gets a future appointment.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's one of the 3 patients. Another patient was an existing patient, GJ.
Right.
This is an existing patient that, so one of the 17 patients that came in and left without an appointment.
Right.
Now, what's interesting without this data is that out of these 17 patients that were actually seen, you saw 17 patients. Only two of them didn't reschedule. I'm showing three here because we often only look at the 17 patients that came in, but Dental Intel is also showing you there was a patient that was on the appointment book and now they are not from yesterday. Yeah. So they broke their appointment. In addition, there's no future appointment for that patient.
The Best Practices Show with Kirk Behrendt is brought to you exclusively by ACT Dental, the ultimate provider of dental practice management solutions for dentists and their teams. ACT Dental is committed to helping you build a better practice and a better life. If you're looking to grow your production, motivate your team, get back on track, and create the practice you've always dreamed about, look no further. Give us a call at 800-851-8186 or visit us at actdental.com.
Now, this is huge. Now, I said I didn't have my glasses on, but I don't have my good glasses on. I do have glasses. And, you know, help me through this. What's really important as you look at the dashboard here and understand the huddle is it's tough to acquire a new patient. And a lot of times we get these new patients in and we're also dealing with anecdotal thoughts from team members who are very well attended. And they go, no, I scheduled all of them. And then they often don't realize we didn't schedule that one because she didn't have her, you know, she didn't know what her schedule was going to look like. And what we do is we lose great patients and they go off into the universe and they're not tethered to the practice. Now, I wasn't even thinking about the broken appointments being included in the morning huddle. And I knew that until you reminded me. But that's key too, because a lot of dentists don't see those. They say, oh, I've got an empty chair. And then you got three amazing people at the front who are scrambling like crazy to fill the chair because they know your head's going to pop off if you see an empty chair and you don't know how many appointments were actually broken in that whole process. So what you're doing is you're spoon feeding real applicable data that you can use right now. And it shows you how we did yesterday.
Bingo, bango, bongo. And really, hey, I mean, if you get nothing, if you want to increase your patients, your morning huddle, man, I went over five different things right there, Kirk. If you want to increase your morning huddle, improve it, and increase your production, just do this and nothing else, and you will see a huge improvement. In fact, you could even, I'd hate to say this, Kirk, but if you just are going, promised you'll do this one thing, dental offices, you can hang up and not listen to any more of the podcast.
You don't want to do that. You're going to miss out on some goodies here.
There's more coming. This alone, I'm just saying how important this is, because if we could turn off the thing real quick and go back to a video, I want to give a simple, easy way to look at how important this is to focus on making sure that the patients who are not rescheduled we take care of those, but more importantly, today we make sure that everyone leaves with a future appointment.
Right.
Watch this. In January, Kirk, I see 10 patients. Mm-hmm. One of them, so only 10%, which is good. One of them does not schedule for a future appointment. Okay. Mm-hmm. So in 6 months, I'm just making easy numbers easy. In 6 months from now, I'm supposed to see these nine.
Right.
But one of them breaks the appointment and doesn't reschedule. Now, I fill up these other two appointments with new patients or somebody else, but my existing 10, I'm only seeing eight, okay?
Right.
Of those eight, in 6 months from now, which would be from January to July, I'm seeing eight. Once again, I reschedule all of them except for one. And before their next appointment, before next January, in 1 year, one of them breaks an appointment. Out of my original 10, within just 1 year, what happened to my original 10?
The attrition is tremendous.
It is insane. And then we spend all of our extra time and energy and overhead and spending extra dollars on team members calling these four patients to get them back in, right?
Or I get a billboard downtown to attract new patients because I want hundreds and hundreds of new patients to compensate for my poor patient management process, right?
Correct. So the why I said, if you do nothing else but focus on the patients who left yesterday and broken appointments from yesterday and fix that, that is why the morning huddle is so crucial, and you will see more production, 30%, in this case, 40% more production than you would have without the morning huddle.
Right.
It is insane on how quickly you can be improving and really taking better care of these four patients that did not reschedule if we're focusing on them. The right. things we focus on, that's what grows, Kirk. The things yeah. we focus on, that's what grows.
Absolutely. And again, I'll go back to how much a new patient costs. You have to know how much, what your new patient acquisition cost is, and you'll freak out once you do learn that number. And then also, too, there's 100 benefits to this. And one of them is, if you're a dentist and you're maturing in your career, you know you're going to have to transition your practice at some point. And the value of that is going to be based on real active live patients that you've kept in the practice. And it's amazing to me how many dentists don't know that number. They're like, I don't know. And you don't realize, you know, sometimes a great percentage of them have died, move away, or we've lost them, or they're not scheduled in the practice. During the pandemic, you guys pointed this out, and we had a lot of our practices that went to work when they were shut down, and they were keeping track of how many active patients weren't in the schedule. And I had a conversation with one dentist who's a great dentist of ours. He's like, man, I got 767 patients that are good ones, don't have an appointment. So what they did was they opened up the morning huddle and they took it from 767 to 700, then to 650, then to 600. And now he's crazy busy. So what else?
The things you focus on grows. The things you focus on grows.
All right. Kirk, so what else do you want to be focusing on so it grows in the morning huddle?
In your morning huddle. So if you want to share my screen again.
Please.
So for both today and tomorrow, so this office, the day that we're looking at here, they're not open today. So it says, sorry, they're closed for today, but the tomorrow they are, which is their few days later. Okay. They have 24 patients coming in, and remember, there's two areas that we want you to be focusing on. Number one, making sure that patients are rescheduling. Number two, that they're accepting treatment. Okay. Mm-hmm. 24 patients are coming in today. Out of those 24, they have 8 unscheduled family members.
It's huge. Why don't they put them in the car and bring them to the practice if we have some openings? Well, that would be too easy.
Amen. Well,
or we can talk to each one of those patients coming in to get those 8 scheduled, right?
It would have been nice if we would have done that when we're confirming the appointment.
Right.
But regardless, we're talking about the patients who are coming in today. What are the chances of that? Those 24 patients, and let's say they all come in, what are the chances, percentage-wise, that I'm going to be able to talk with those patients? 100%. Yeah.
100%.
100%. If I were to call them on the phone, what are the chances of me talking to them?
You would know this number, but I'm going to... Okay, so
20%? 20%, yep. What we're seeing is
because I'm screening my calls when you call, type of a thing. You'd say that's my
whole bunch of stuff. Maybe my dentist is calling me right now and I can't speak up, right? Maybe I'm screening it. Maybe it's an unknown number. I haven't saved it my phone, whatever reason. Right. But we're seeing only 20% answer. We have 100% chance of talking to the patients who are coming in today. So right here, it tells us that GC, who's coming in, and I'll say their names, but it's blurring out, has one unscheduled family member. Click on it right there and see who it is. This patient, RJ, has 2 unscheduled family members. Click on it and see who they are. When RJ comes in, RJ, so glad you're here. I noticed that your 2 family members aren't scheduled. We'd love to get them taken care of so that we can make sure they have a healthy, whatever your verbiage is. I'm data. If you need verbiage, talk to Kirk and his team.
Right. The other thing too, because Curtis, I'm totally loving what you're saying. Your patients are going to thank you. So when you talk to RJ about the 2 family members, you're going to say, look, we got to get your daughter in here. We got to get your husband in here. We haven't seen him in a long time. They're going to go, thank you so much. I didn't even realize that. So you're providing better care for them too. Also, you know, there's a good chance, I mean, very high percentage chance that you're going to attract the same type of patient because they're coming from the same family. They know the rules. They know that you're probably a little bit more expensive than the average dentist. And it's a very like-minded patient, which is hard to get. And there's no easier way than when it's spoon-fed to you. This is almost like a little video game you can play almost every day, right?
That's the point. Absolutely. That's the point, is that now it's fun. Rather than saying this person's coming in, this person's out of the 24 patients, we're talking about 8 of them right here. Oh, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, yeah. 8. We're talking about 8 patients here. Mm-hmm. Okay. This right now makes it so that it's, oh, okay, this is what I need to be doing and focusing on today. Rather than, and this is different every time. I always know that, let's say AA, the patient, the initials AA, and we always talk about her blood pressure. Well, yeah, I already know that. And I would have done that because I'm a provider and I'm going to take care of my patients and do a prep in my operatory for that patient. I don't need to be discussing that right now. This other patient who's coming in. Yeah, everyone knows that she's he or she is a drain on the office, that they talk way too long. We don't need to be talking about that more. We want to talk about patient care.
Love it.
This right here is this. If you do this in addition to the first thing we talked about, oh, huge amounts of more productions without getting more chairs, without doing more hours, without getting more providers. You can get more. You can take better care of your patients and get more production.
Right. Absolutely. So instead of adding an operatory and hours and all those things, let's start to do better with what we have and start to look at the data. And I will say this in defense of team members, it's awesome how sharp they are when you just show this to them. When they're privy to this information, they'll come up with things you weren't even thinking about. You're like, that is a great idea. So if you think your team isn't willing to help you, you are greatly mistaken. We just have given them an opportunity, a clear line of sight on how they can do this. And it's pretty cool. And I'm hoping you're seeing this, that a morning huddle doesn't have to last all morning. It could be pretty simple, to the point, and everybody owns a role in this. Now, Curtis, anything else we can cover in this great, you know, aspect of dentistry that improves our practice, which is called the morning huddle? Anything else you would point out?
You mentioned it. I'm just going to follow up on it. It's not that your team members couldn't have thought of it, think of this, or didn't think of this type of information. It's that when we talk about in the past, you need to do a morning huddle.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we're going to pull reports and talk about the patients today, right? But to get these unscheduled family members, it does take a little time. You have to go into each one of them. Right? To find the patients who didn't schedule yesterday that we were looking at, it takes some time. You have to really dig and find it. There's not a report inside from your practice management software that gives it to you, which is why people are doing so much better, 30% more in production by using Dental Intel's morning huddle.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing I would say. You can see some other things here. We could talk about these another time too. But that's the biggest thing, Kirk, is that your team members, when they have this information, are going to bloom. They know what to do if they have this information, but it's not easily got. You have to spend a lot of extra time to pull those reports and data in order to have that information, but we give it to you in a click.
Right. And so I hope you're seeing this also too, or hearing about this if you're listening to podcasts, is as a dentist, you don't have to do all the talking. You could actually just wrap this in a nice little bow, maybe start with a little thank you card that you got from patients, or read a positive review. Let the team do what they do. And you can just say, hey, great job. How are we doing on this? And the key thing for you as a dentist is to know what to look for, and then to help your team know what to look for, and then collaboratively come up with some pretty great solutions. And I promise you, you're going to have a lot of fun along the way. So a great practice starts with disciplines that show they care about their team, they care about their patients. People say it all the time. Oh, I love my patients. I love my team. Well, what are you doing that shows us those things are true? And nothing says it better than a morning huddle. I think Patrick Lencioni said this. He said, who he works with a lot of big brands and big companies. He's like, I don't need to look at a financial statement in any company. I can watch a meeting or a huddle and I can tell you how healthy a company is just by watching the meeting and how they interact and what they talk about to tell you how healthy a company is. And the same thing applies for your dental practice. So I'm going to encourage you to check it out at Dental Intel and make sure that you as a dentist make this important. Now, Curtis, any last thoughts you have on the huddle or good words for the day?
The last thought, and really the thing that we've talked about quite a few different times today, is make sure that your patients have a future appointment. I mean, that's what it boils down to, that simple fact. And that future appointment, team and Kirk, that future appointment could be a future appointment to be on the books, or a future, I'm going to call you on X date. Either one. If we need to have a specific day and time that we are going to see or talk to that patient again. If you do that, your office will be, you'll have people knocking on your door to try to buy your practice because it's so awesome. You'll have more opportunities than ever before. Your patients will be referring more than they ever have in the past because you're taking care of them. That's what the morning huddle is all about. If you're focusing on the patients having a future appointment, so much better. That's about it.
Drop the mic. Boom. That's all I need. So if I'm a dentist watching this, Curtis, and I want to get for the benefit of the people listening on, whether it be through iTunes or whatever, how do I find out more about this morning huddle thing and Dental Intel? How do I find you? What do I do? How do I get this?
Yeah. So really cool. Thanks for asking that. Just go to dentalintel.com. I think there'll be a link here. Do what's called request a demo. And if you request a demo, when you talk to my team, just tell them Kirk sent me. If you tell them Kirk sent you, I'll make sure that we get you an additional, what we call the growth report. And that really will help you to focus on knowing where you need to be looking at for your patients. But you can see this morning huddle for yourself on your own practice and your own data. We'd be happy to show it to you. So go to dentalintel.com, hit the demo button, and tell them Kirk sent you, and we'll take good care of you.
Awesome, brother. So check it out. Make sure you check it out. Great company, great data, great everything. And then if you need help interpreting the report and making the results better, we're always here to help you in a coaching
Kirk's team. Yeah, Kirk's team would be happy. They know all the data and all the information. Feel free to use Kirk too to look at the information. They'd be happy to help you out.
Amen, brother. And you and I are going to do another one, and we're actually going to go through the growth report and what it is, how it all works. And so you can anticipate that in a future podcast. So Curtis, I'm so grateful for our friendship, how you educate us, our clients, and what you guys do for us. So thank you, brother. Thank you for all that you do for us in dentistry. So
Let's keep going.
All right. Yep. So thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show. If you enjoyed today, which I know you did, just do us a favor, hit the share button, share this with your friends, keep sending us suggestions for things that you want to see in the Best Practices Show. You're going to see, we got a lot of great guests lined up. And if you want to ask Curtis some really good questions, let's get him back on here. We'll ask him the tough ones and get some additional insight. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.